Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 19th of June, 2022. The Bible reading today is from Psalm 68, verses 1 to 10. May God arise. May his enemies be scattered. May his foes flee before him. May you blow them away like smoke, as wax melts before the fire. May the wicked perish before God, but may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. Sing to God. Sing in praise of his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice before him. His name is the Lord. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads out the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. When you, God, went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth shook, the heavens poured down rain. Before God, the One of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel, you gave abundant showers, O God. You refreshed your weary inheritance. Your people settled in it. And from your bounty, God, you provided for the poor. Today's article, titled Fatherless No More, was written by Wynne Collier. Guy Bryant, single and with no children of his own, worked in a large city's child welfare department. Daily, he encountered the intense need for foster parents and decided to do something about it. For more than a decade, Bryant fostered more than 50 children, once caring for 9 at the same time. Every time I turned around, there was a kid who needed a place to stay, Bryant explained. If you have space in your home and your heart, you just do it. You don't really think about it. The foster children who've grown up and established their own lives still have keys to Bryant's flat and often return on Sundays for lunch with pops. Bryant has shown the love of a father to many. The scriptures tell us that God pursues all who are forgotten or cast aside. Although some believers will find themselves destitute and vulnerable in this life, he promises to be with them. God is a father to the fatherless. If through neglect or tragedy we're alone, God is still there, reaching out to us, drawing us near, and giving us hope. Indeed, God sets the lonely in families. In Jesus, other believers comprise our spiritual family. Whatever our challenging family stories, our isolation, our abandonment, or our relational dysfunction may be, we know that we are loved. With God, we are fatherless no more. Let's pray. Father God, I need a good father, a true father, one who will not leave me. I'm trusting you to be this father for me. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.